I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
If you're just tuning in for today's Second Date Update, Kristen is on the phone and she wants to call a dude named Thomas. Thing is, they've never actually met in person and they haven't even gone out on a date. They met online, they talked for about a month. Things got serious enough to the point where they actually said, I love you to each other. And then they set up a dinner date and Thomas never showed. And his excuse was that he went to the same restaurant but in a different town, so he didn't have time to meet her. Then she Googled if that restaurant was in that town and no. So it certainly seems like he's lying. All right, Kristen, before we make the phone call, I do have maybe some news that might be kind of disturbing to you.
Okay, what?
Well, I am actually Thomas.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
I set this whole thing up to meet you during a second date update.
Wow,
yeah.
Romantic.
I know. Pretty impressive.
Weird.
Oh, my God. You guys, my heart just dropped. What are you doing to me?
Yeah, seriously. Because right now, Thomas could be anyone. Do you still buy his story that he's who he says he is?
I don't even know anymore. I'm so confused. It's just, I really want it to be. I really do.
Yeah. I mean, I just hope he's not lying to you and that there is, like you said, some reasonable explanation.
Yeah, I want to find out for sure so I can move on with my life.
Okay, cool. I'm going to dial his phone number right now then and see if we can get your answer. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Thomas?
No, this is not Thomas.
This isn't Thomas?
This is Glenn. Can I ask who's calling?
Yeah, my name is Jubal. I'm calling from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. It's a radio show.
Okay, hi.
Hi. I was looking to speak with a Thomas.
Yeah, no.
Okay. Well, you said your name was Glenn?
Yep, it is. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, Glenn, let me ask you a question. Did you start kind of an online relationship with a girl named Kristen a little while ago?
Sorry, what is this about?
I knew it.
That wasn't an answer to my question, Glenn.
Yeah, exactly, Glenn.
Well, the reason that I'm asking you, Glenn, is because Kristen emailed us because we do a segment on our show called The Second Date Update. That's where if you go out on a date with somebody and then they end up not calling you back after, you can email us and hopefully find out why. And she told us a little bit about meeting a dude named Thomas online and talking to him for over a month. Things got very heated to the point where Thomas and her were saying, I love you. And then there was supposed to be a dinner date and that never happened. But strangely, the phone number that she gave me for Thomas is for you. And your name's Glenn.
Oh, yeah. No, sorry. I was confused. I am Thomas.
Yeah, okay. Right. Glenn, we know that you're lying. Just come out with it. Why are you leading women on and telling them I love you on dating apps and toying with their emotions? That really hurts people.
I know it sounds like that. No. Let me explain. So Thomas is my middle name, and I go by Glenn sometimes and Thomas sometimes.
Okay, God, but so you're admitting that you're the person that she was talking to?
Yeah. No, I know Kristen, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Wait. The Kristen that you were supposed to meet at the restaurant where you said you were in a restaurant in a different city, but then when she looked up that restaurant in the different city, that didn't exist?
Wow, you know a lot about me. Yeah, I did try to meet her.
Okay. I mean, it's kind of weird how honest you're being, because normally when people catfish somebody online, they would try to deny it.
Well, it's kind of complicated. I guess you could call it a catfish, but it's not like that.
Okay, can you try to explain it, please?
So actually I've met Kristen before.
What?
You've met her before.
You mean like you had seen her picture on the same dating app or something?
Well, that, but also I've met her in person. She just doesn't know that I'm who I say I am or who she's been talking to.
What?
Wow.
Now that comes off as not only like catfishing and like an a-hole move, but creepy. You sound creepy.
No. It's not creepy. I just wasn't expecting to talk about this right now. So I actually live in her building.
What? It gets even
weirder. You guys live in the same building?
Yeah, it just not as I didn't move in to like stalk her. I live in the apartment underneath her and I really like her and I'm just really nervous to talk to her.
Okay, no one brought up stalking. You're the only person that jumped to that conclusion, which is also a red flag.
No, you guys are accusing me and it's making me sound like I'm crazy, but I'm not. I really like Kristen and this whole situation is weird and I'm not a catfish.
I'm not accusing you of anything. I'm just trying to figure out what you're doing. If it's not catfishing.
Like I said, she lives in the unit above me, and I really like her. She's really cool and really pretty, and I'm just a kind of a nervous guy. So I thought I'd make this profile to get to know her and then, you know, meet her or talk to her in person with this information I have.
And when you talked to her in person and you showed up and you were the dude that lives downstairs, you didn't think that would go bad?
Well, I was just trying to use the information to talk to her about things she would like, but a fake persona, I was never going to meet her as that. I mean, I was just using that to kind of get to know her better, but it got really out of hand.
So wait, you were basically like being a spy on a dating app in order to find out, I don't know, if she likes to go hiking, so that when you ran into her into the building, you could be like, oh, hey, I'm also going on a hike. Let's go together. And then she would fall in love with the real you, not the fake you.
Yes, exactly. Thank you for understanding.
Whoa!
No,
wow. Okay, so you catfished her to get research on things to talk to her about.
Oh, that's so creepy.
That is elaborate.
Yeah, that's a lot of work.
And then how did you let your fake persona say I love you to her online?
Right. I don't know. She's awesome, and I just got wrapped up into this fantasy.
Okay, did you mean to actually schedule a date with her?
Well, she was the one who was pushing it, and then I just thought since we talked a lot, like, she could see past the weird beginning to this relationship we're going to have.
Did you have any plan of actually meeting up with her?
I did plan on it, and then I freaked out at the last moment.
Oh, wow.
So then wait, so everything backfired, and now you're just giving up on everything. You're not stalking her anymore.
Well, I was never stalking her, but yeah, I mean, I just, it's all complicated.
Yeah, super complicated. You know what else complicates it even more, Thomas? Kristen is actually on the phone listening and wants to talk to you right now.
Oh, no. My God.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm so sorry. This is so embarrassing.
I don't even know what to think.
I don't think any of us do either. Yeah.
Who are you? Oh, Glenn? I don't even know who you are. Like, what do you look like?
We actually talked once in the laundromat, but I live underneath you. I'm in 102. I'm the guy with the shaved head. I'm really sorry. I didn't mean for it to get like that. I think you're really cool and you're so beautiful. And I just was worried it wouldn't go well. So I don't know.
So you decided to catfish me? Is that what you did? I mean, this is embarrassing.
Well, okay. Every night I have to hear you with your boyfriend upstairs. And that should be me. You don't even know me.
Wait.
What boyfriend? What are you talking about?
Yeah.
That blonde guy, the one with the hair up to his shoulders, he's been around for like 6 months, and I hear you guys all the time.
First of all, he's not my boyfriend. It's nothing like that, okay?
He called you his girlfriend. I've heard it.
What? You're like spying on her. So not only are you like creating fake personas to get into her life, but now you're just straight up listening to her conversations inside her apartment.
This no, our building
this
is small,
scary.
And you guys are saying I'm lying. Well, she's also lying.
Really?
Yeah. Do you have a boyfriend or not? Because if you do have a boyfriend, it's weird that you're online trying to meet dudes, telling them you love them.
Yeah, this is all crazy.
It's not my boyfriend. It's a friend. We hang out a lot. It's a fun thing. It's not my boyfriend, and he knows that.
Oh, man. You guys are both kind of out.
No,
like, no.
I don't care if she's dating 8 other dudes right now. What he did is so creepy.
Okay. I know we're both in like a weird place and this all started out really weird, but when we were talking online, there was something there. There was a good vibe and like...
I was vibing with Thomas, not with Glenn.
Well, I am Thomas.
No, you're not Thomas. You put on these like fake pictures. It's so bad. You have no idea.
Those are my brother, actually.
It's heartbreaking.
Those are pictures of your brother?
Yeah, those are pictures of my older brother.
Does he even know that you're doing that? No.
Yeah, he told me I should do it.
No, he did not, Glenn. Stop lying.
Right.
You are such a bad liar.
There's
Glenn,
no way.
Are you actually trying to still make this work? I mean, she would literally have to be just as nuts as you to want to continue whatever weird fantasy relationship you started.
Whatever. I mean, I'm not moving out of the building, so either we go on a date or just
creepy.
Like, I don't know.
Oh, my God.
Go on a date with you. This is just so bad.
Whatever. This all got really out of hand. I was just trying to get to know you because I liked you, and now it's just weird. And
yeah, it's our fault, Glenn.
You could have talked to me like a normal person and just asked me out. Who knows? Maybe I would have gone out with you.
I did try to talk to you like a normal person in the laundromat, and you were didn't even give me the time of day. You just walked out.
I don't even remember this. Who knows? Maybe I don't even know what was going on in my mind that day.
Whatever. I liked you, and I'm down to go out on another date if you want to.
Right? All right. Sweet. Well, Kristen, would you like to go on a second, well, a first date with Thomas or Glenn?
Absolutely not.
Thomas. We will
pay for it.
Absolutely
not.
No.
No.
Well,
no. I'm changing my locks. I mean, this is gross.
Oh, my God.
No, it is not an oh, my God situation, Glenn. She needs to call her landlord right now.
All right. Well, I'm not going to talk to you, so don't worry. I'll forget you exist, forget I exist, and tell your boyfriend I say hello.
Oh, my God.
He's not my boyfriend.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.